Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Jesus has given us signs to know when His coming is near, even at the door. When Jesus comes, He will take us to live with Him in heaven forever. It will be the best home ever because Jesus is preparing it just for us. There will be rest, there will be relief from every problem, and there will be no more tears in that city bright and fair because God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way, in a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day, in a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the little slope. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
First and Second Thessalonians, First and Second. Oh, hi guys! I'm so glad that you're here because I have been reviewing my books of the Bible. Do you know them? We're learning the New Testament books, aren't we? Have you been able to practice it all on your own? Well, even if you haven't, let's go over them right now, okay? There are five books that we are learning this week, and they all start with the letter T. First and Second Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Good job. Can you say it on your own? I'll be really quiet and you try saying it, okay? Here we go. Good job. Were you able to get it? I hope you did. Well, let's go back and let's review from the very beginning, okay? Here we go. We're starting with Matthew. That's the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good. Now here's the five for today. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Good job. We learned about 1st and 2nd Thessalonians last time. They were written by Paul to the city or the believers in Thessalonica, and that was the capital of Macedonia. Well, the next two books, 1st and 2nd Timothy, those were also written by guess who? Paul. Paul was writing to his friend Timothy. It was kind of like an email or a text message that your mom or your dad or grandpa and grandma might send to somebody who's their friend. Well, this was a letter that Paul wrote to his friend Timothy. He wrote two different letters, and Timothy was a pastor who was working in Ephesus. Hey, Ephesus. Does that name sound familiar? Remember the book of Ephesians? That's a letter to the people, the believers in Ephesus. Well, Timothy was in Ephesus, and he was very young. He did not have a lot of experience, and false doctrines were creeping into the church. People needed to be taught the truth. Timothy was young, and his youthfulness and inexperience could be a hindrance. But Paul was giving him counsel and instructions for how to act, as well as how to train and raise up the church leadership, taking those believers and helping them to become a solid church. That is what 1st and 2nd Timothy is about. I'm so glad that we get to learn the books of the Bible, because as we learn the books of the Bible, it's going to make it easier for you to find the Bible texts as we look them up every day. So let's do one more review. Here we go from the beginning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Now here's our five T's. 1st and 2nd, Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd, Timothy, Titus. Good job. Let's go ahead and start studying our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. It is day 3 of studying our lesson, and what we're learning about this week is the signs that Jesus gave so that we know when he's going to come again. Now, we don't know the exact day. We don't know the exact hour. We don't even know the exact year. But you know what we do know? That it is near, and his coming is at the door. Well, we are going to get started with our lesson and learn some more signs, kind of like road signs, that Jesus gave us. But before we get started, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the map that you have given us with all the different signs, so we know that your coming is near. Help us to be ready. Help us as we learn today to learn more about you and your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus was telling some of his disciples about the signs of the end of the world. After warning about false Christs and false prophets, that's what we talked about last time, right? Well, what did he say next? Let's look it up. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6. 24 is towards the back of the book of Matthew. So the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. We have been learning the books of the New Testament. Matthew is the very first one. So you're not going to find Matthew at the beginning of the Bible, because that's the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament. Go ahead and open up to Matthew chapter 24. Those are those big numbers, or those are where it says chapter 24. Your Bible might just have a heading. That's what my kids' Bible has. My Bible has a big number. So Matthew chapter 24, and once you find that, then you're going to look at verse 6. I had to turn a page so that I could find verse 6. You might not have to. That's okay. Those little tiny numbers, those are your verses. We want to find verse 6. Here we go. What does it say?
And hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Jesus warns us about there being what? Wars and rumors of wars. Were there wars both before and after Jesus was on earth? What do you think? Yes, there were. There have been lots of wars, lots and lots of them. In fact, as time went by, the wars got more and more deadly. Do you know why? Well, in Bible times, all they had were swords, spears, and chariots. But guess what people have today to fight wars? They have tanks, machine guns, bomber planes, nuclear weapons, all kinds of things. So wars have become more deadly compared to Bible times. There's been many different wars. I looked up a chart on how many different wars there's been over the years, and it's incredible. There were little dots everywhere, all over the chart. The 30 Years' War, there's the Napoleonic Wars, there's the Civil War, there's World War I, there's World War II, there's the Vietnam War, there's the Cambodian Genocide. Do you know what a genocide is? It's where somebody or a group of people intentionally kill people from a certain group because they just want to destroy them or wipe them out. There was also a genocide in Rwanda. There have been so many wars. and it's just gotten worse as the years have gone by. Did you know that ever since sin came, there has been fighting? Satan started war in heaven. He loves to see fighting and killing. And as we get closer to Jesus' return, there will be more and more hate among people and nations. You can see this. Look at verse 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 24, same chapter, same book of the Bible. Now look at 7 and 8. It's right after verse 6. Look at what that says.
For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
Not only are there going to be wars, but there's going to be famines. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be all kinds of disease and sickness. Do you know what a famine is? A famine is where people cannot get food. They are terrible. It's not like people don't want to eat. It's they can't eat. There is no food for them to eat. We hear about millions of people in many places around the world who don't have enough to eat. Many men and women and children, they starve to death because they don't have the food that they need. It's so sad. I think of a story in the book of On the Banks of Plum Creek. It's a book by Laura Ingalls Wilder. The boys and I have been reading it this year. One story in there was about the grasshoppers or the locusts that came. Pa and Ma and Laura and Mary and Carrie were so excited because they had an amazing wheat crop that was about to come in and it just needed a couple more days. The wheat was ready. It just needed to dry out a little bit more, but there was so much wheat. And Pa was so excited because he was going to pay all of his debts. He was going to have money in the bank, and they were going to be rich because of this wheat harvest. But guess what happened? Just days before the wheat harvest, there was a huge black cloud that covered the sun. And they looked at it and they thought, that is the strangest cloud ever. And it got closer and bigger. And all of a sudden, plunk, 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 grasshoppers were falling out of the sky. It was a huge cloud of locusts. And they fell down in that whole area and they ate every green thing. They ate all of the wheat. They ate all of the grass. They ate all of the leaves off of the trees. They decimated everything. In just an hour or two, all of a sudden, the Ingalls family had nothing. They were going to harvest that wheat and sell it to get money for food to survive the next winter, but they were not able to. That winter, they almost starved. Pa had to go and hike hundreds of miles away so that he could find a job, so that he could earn some money and bring back some money for the family. And then the grasshoppers went and laid eggs in the ground, so the next year, the babies hatched and ate everything again. 2 years of no harvests. It was awful. The animals were starving. Their cow was dying. Their horses were skinny. It was a terrible time. Jesus warned in the Bible that things like that would happen. It may not have happened right where you are, but these famines happen all over the world. Millions of people are starving because of it. Now, what about earthquakes? Jesus talked about earthquakes too. Did you see that? In verse 7, there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Have you heard of terrible earthquakes that kill hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people? Many people lose their homes and everything they own. The earthquake just shakes the ground so much and the houses are not built in a way that they can withstand the shaking and they crumble. In 2004, you probably are not old enough to remember that, but in 2004, there was a great earthquake out in the middle of the ocean. The plates of the earth is made up of plates. it slipped and it caused a giant earthquake. And because it was in the ocean, it caused the water to create a massive wave, and it was going very, very fast. You want to know how high it was? It was 100 feet high, going straight toward the beaches. 100 feet is like a 10-story building. Or take your house and stack it on top of each other, at least 5 houses high, probably even more. It was terrible. There was not a lot of warning, and that tsunami wave killed over 220,000 people. That's almost 250,000 people. After earthquakes, people who are still alive, they crowd together not knowing what to do next. And then disease comes and sickness comes because they don't have clean water or enough good food or a place to use the bathroom. And so it's terrible. You know what? Satan is pleased. He's happy when these things happen. And he tries to do it more and more and more. He's happy. In fact, 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, "Our adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour." Satan loves death and destruction. He wants us to be destroyed, but Jesus wants to preserve us. He wants us to be a light in our community, to help others to know more about him, to know the signs that he's coming. I know I want to be ready when Jesus comes. How about you? Well, let's pray and let's ask him to help us to be prepared for when he comes. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Help us to be more and more like you, to be ready when you come. Lord, you have said that there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be famines, there's going to be diseases, there's going to be pestilences. But we don't have to be afraid because you have overcome. Even if something were to happen to us, you have promised us a home in heaven. I thank you for that promise. Come into our hearts. Help us to be a light in our community, to tell others about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Luke 21:31.
When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.